Blog Talk Radio. Child of God. Seeking God through fasting. Learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wondrous excellencies and satisfaction we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is opening in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. In his book, A Hunger for God, John Piper writes, "If you don't feel strong desires for manifestation of the glory of God, it is not because you have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It is because you have nibbled so long at the table of the world. Your soul is up with small things and there is no room for the great." So fasting is a powerful tool for placing anything that entangles us excuse me, to the depravity of longings of the world in proper perspective. It builds for us a seat at the table of God where we can drink deeply of wonders and satisfaction found in restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. May the Lord reveal to you the places in your heart which need to be realigned as we look at all God longs to do through His gift of fasting. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18, it says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that they are fasting. May they be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast and anoint your head and wash your face, as your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So fasting is a secret declaration to yourself and your Heavenly Father. Father, that you want more of what he has to give you. It's a private plea for abundant life that can only be found in more of God and less of the world. And God responds to our pleas with his glory and grace, causing the cares of this world to pale in comparison to the abundance of God's love. There's something powerful that takes place when we willingly surrender satisfaction in the world to make space for more of God. God loves to respond to our hunger. In his patience, he waits for us to cry out to him to bring us into the fullness of what he has for us. But in his pursuit of us, he constantly whispers from his spirit to our ears, begging us to give up rags of this world for the riches that come through life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So whether you're fasting, food, entertainment, relationships, or anything else that makes space for more of God, the intention of God for fasting is to fill you up to overflow. It is intentions to align your life to positions to consistently receive all he has for you. It is his intentions to transform the pangs of separation from whatever you're fasting into deep prayers for more of his goodness. May you be honest with yourself and be filled with desire to fast from that which stands in the way of you fully living the abundant life. So meditate on God's desire for fasting. Allow truth to form your perspective on this age-old discipline. And Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, so we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. So what do you need to fast? What's holding you back from the fullness of God longs to give you? What could you give up to create more space for a relationship with him? Be honest with yourself and God. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal places in your life that need transformation that comes through fasting. Commit to fasting whatever you feel would be beneficial for you. You don't have to start with too much. This isn't meant to be a religious exercise, but rather an action performed out of a longing for more of God. Ask the Spirit to see you through this process. Ask him to strengthen you as you become weak. 19th century author Andrew Murray once said, prayer is reaching out after the unseen. Fasting is letting go of all that is seen and temporal. Fasting helps express, deepen, and confirm the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, even ourselves, to attain what we seek for the kingdom of God. So may you discover the wealth of goodness and companies letting go of the weight of this world through fasting, and may you resolve to experience all that God has for your increase as cares of the world slip away. I highly suggest that you read Acts chapter 13, and I'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's play some music since we've got no callers. Okay. getting into the prophetic word of today. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Well, no, I forgot to do the altar call. Let's get that out of the way. Okay. If you're out there and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something more or worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, or your sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the situation may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven, okay, is rejoicing as you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live. And you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, the gates of hell are yielding to who I am in your life. Death shall not hold you. Death shall not take you just as it never took me. Death didn't rule over me. I laid my life down on my own accord. If you go by the way of the grave, it will be as simple as checking out of a hotel and checking into your heavenly home. There's no need to fear death. Death is the last enemy, and every time you draw a breath, you're defeating death. For if the enemy had his way, he would have laid you in the grave long ago. All your days are in my hand. I am not killing you. I am giving you life. I am not taking from you. I am giving to you all things that are necessary and needful for this day's challenge. So be a kingdom seeker this day. Be one that asks me upon rising every day, Father, what is it you had in mind that I occupy myself with today? My children rush to and from doing many things in my name, and they wonder why things don't work out. So inquire of me, seek my face, and you will see my hand. Let me guide you with my eye, as the good servant who knows the glance from the master exactly what is needed and does that. Then death will not find you. Then sickness will no longer be able to hold you or to slow you down. Then the breath of my spirit will sustain and take you forward and establish you in strength of my purposes. To fulfill every assignment of heaven ordained for you this day, says the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Alrighty. We got me too. We've got a caller. We got our brother Doug called. Okay? But he hasn't pushed the one key yet. Oh, now he did. All right. Let's bring him on. Hey, how you doing? Jim. Hello?
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just saying hello to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's
I didn't
good.
Have my phone on mute this time.
that's good.
Yeah. I'm learning.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a slow night tonight. It's just me and you.
Yeah, I saw that. I just wanted to call in and say hey, and you know, I like your message.
Well, thank you.
I always do.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I don't care if you're reading it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good message. Okay, you know, I believe in sharing the word, and you know, whether it's mine or whether it's someone else's, okay, it's well taken.
Yeah, it's not like that other guy's message.
Yeah, about shooting ropes.
Yeah, okay, that's all we need to say about that.
Yeah.
I liked what you did there in the last show when you told him he don't have a good message, and he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He thinks he does, but...
He doesn't. He doesn't think he does. He knows what he's doing. He knows what
probably.
He's doing.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's enough about that.
Yeah.
I just figured I'd call.
So what do you think about Pastor Kent supposedly passing away?
I don't believe that. Come on. If he did, I'm sorry, but... You know, about me, I already have trouble with the... other guy I don't think's dead, but he probably is.
Well, until I see an obituary, okay, about Pastor Kent's passing, okay, I'm going to take it that he's still alive, okay?
Yeah. Well, then you really know him, don't you? The real one. The real Pastor Kent?
I know the real one.
Well, yeah, that's different than the other one, right?
Yeah.
The hello guy.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. See, I don't know the other one. Or never even heard him, really. Side of YouTube a couple times.
Yeah.
I can't watch much of that. I'm sorry, but...
That's right. He goes all over
like
the place. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if he's your friend, I don't want to diss him too much.
Well...
You know?
That's okay.
Unless it's DC2 or what's that Bogart guy? Yeah, they ain't your friends. I'll diss them all I can. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. They pretend to be my friends.
Yeah. And maybe they are in a way, you know what I mean?
Who knows?
Yeah, who cares, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well. You got nobody else calling in or nothing, then I'll just hang up and you can do what you do.
It's just you tonight. It's just you.
Why?
Like I said, it's probably because of Pastor Ken's passing, a sudden departure.
Really, Ken? Are you like sudden departure?
Yeah.
Well, where do you go?
Well, supposedly, he went to heaven. Oh, anyway.
Well, I thought he did bad things. Like with his son and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I guess if you'd be forgiven anyway, right?
Yeah.
So you can do anything you want, and you'll be forgiven in the end anyway, so.
Well, if you ask for forgiveness, you will.
You want what? If you ask for forgiveness, you want what?
No, if you ask for forgiveness, you will. You'll be forgiven in the end.
Really? No matter what I do?
Yeah. Think about it. There's people that are on death row that has found God. Okay? And, it says in the Bible that if you ask to be forgiven, you shall be forgiven. Okay, so.
Okay. Well, do you know that there's guys on death row that are actually innocent?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why doesn't God help them?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's hard to say, you know. I mean, maybe they're there for a purpose or for a reason, okay?
Yeah, but what if they're not? And it's a fact that that's happened.
No,
I guess maybe they just didn't believe in God then, so if you don't believe in him, I guess he don't care about you.
You gotta have faith and believe in God, okay. Like I said, there's people on death row that follow Jesus, okay. There's people on death row that follow Muhammad, okay. So, I mean,
right. There's people on death row that are innocent.
Yeah, there's people on death row that are innocent, and there's people that have been put to death that were innocent. Okay?
No, but where was God then? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to start nothing. I just don't know what, don't seem right.
Well, there's a lot of things that don't seem right, okay, in this world.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes,
one of them, I guess.
Yeah, it's just one of them.
Yeah, because there's like a, there's judges involved and, you know, police and all that to make you end up being there to begin with. And so, yeah, just sad, that's all.
Yep, it is. It is and sad.
Anyway, I didn't want to ruin your show down to the sadness show. So
no,
I'll just,
it's all right, Doug. It's all right. It's all right. We all have questions.
Yeah. I just thought I'd run that one by you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, yeah.
And you really couldn't answer it either.
No, no, I really can't. I mean, God, only God can really answer that, you know? Okay, why there's so much injustice in the world, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a real good way of putting it, injustice, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You know,
injustice. Well, too bad we didn't have, like, a president and justice system that would, like, you know, take care of things like that. They're more worried about arguing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well... People will do that. People will, you know, will argue. Okay, it's part of life.
Maybe you should tell some of your other callers that.
If they ever call in.
I scared them all away.
No, you didn't scare anybody away. No.
Yeah, just like Tony. Yeah, Tony's show. He said he canceled it because of Doug. And Elaine, whoever the hell that is. I don't know, and I don't care. Yeah, that's what his little show thing said. Oh, say thanks to Doug and Elaine, or Elaine and Doug, whatever way it was.
Yeah. Well, Tony Gaga. Okay. He's I don't know what to say about him. Okay. I mean, he constantly puts me down. Okay. But
oh, I know.
You don't hear me bad mouthing him. You know.
I didn't badmouth him. Maybe once or twice when I called in, maybe a couple times I did. Hey, he doxed me, man. He put out my number, now I'm harassed. Who knows what else they know? I really don't care, but come on. Then he says he don't dox people. That's very hypocritical. Not to mention he lies and is a bully. So that's all. That's all I got to say about it.
Right.
And then he tells people that I'm different people, that I'm not. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
This guy is, that's Doug. Oh, that guy, that's Doug. Oh, that, no, it's not Doug. And that ain't my name anyway, but. At least you don't do that, Ken. And I always call him with my number. Hey, everybody knows it because I get called by him.
Yeah, I don't do that. If a number comes in and I don't give out people's numbers. Okay. I don't believe in that. Okay, it's private.
Right. Whatever. Even if you did, my numbers they already gave out, so don't matter.
I've given out my number many times too.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you for a long time, man. I didn't call in for a long time. And finally one day I just thought, I'm going to call in. And of course, that was back when I was really drinking bad, going through some bad stuff. And I made a complete ass out of myself. And I still kind of do. But not like that. Not like I used to.
No.
And you get, I'm telling you, you helped me out, man. Believe it or not.
I'm glad I can help you out. I'm glad I can help anybody out. Okay? If I help one person, then, you know, I've done what the Lord wants me to do. You know?
Yeah. You probably help more than one person. You're just
Yeah,
you're like a real kind of person I can talk with, you know.
Right.
You're not trying to put me down and blah, blah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Well, what kind of host would I be if I was trying to put you down?
Yeah, like Tony Gaga does. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like I said, what kind of host would I be? Okay? You know, I mean,
not the kind to help somebody. I'll tell you that.
No.
So, whatever them guys say and do, hey, keep on doing what you do.
Amen. Amen.
I know I appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot there very much there, Doug.
Yeah, and I'm still working on it, so, you know, if I call in some night.
That's all that counts.
If I call in some night a little too loud and stuff, just cut me off.
Okay, I'll do that. If you're just a little bit too loud and
yeah, I won't. I won't think nothing that you did, man. Because if
okay.
I deserve it, I deserve it. Right?
All right. Okay.
I don't plan on doing that. But, you know what I mean? I don't plan on doing that, but...
Right, I know. But if it should
start
happen,
over.
Yeah.
Yes. Just say
okay.
Bye, dog. Remember what you told me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I'll think, yeah, I remember telling Ken that. I get... being a jerk. Goodbye. All right, well, take care, man.
You too, my brother. God bless
you.
No,
you gotta end your show soon, so.
Yep, I'm gonna be doing that very shortly.
All right, you and Tony have a good one. And all you other trolls, too. The
yeah.
Trolls that are listening. Yeah, they're listening. You know it. Okay.
All right. God bless, Doug.
Yeah. Bless you, too. Amen. Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, I'm going to end the program for tonight. Okay. It's been a very, very slow night. But I want to say thank you for everybody that's been listening. Okay. Thank you, Gavin Moorhead, for listening. And putting your input into the chat room. Okay, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And we'll be back Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. All righty. See you then. Bye-bye.